You're listening
to the CD Baby.
CD Baby.
CD Baby.
DIY. DIY.
Oh. Musician.
Musician Podcast.
Hey there, and welcome to episode number 197 of the CD Baby DIY Musician Podcast. My name is Kevin Bruner, your host for the show. And on today's episode, we're going to hear Rick Barker talk about how to make $74,000 from Facebook Live. This presentation is from the 2017 DIY Musician Conference. So you'll hear Rick give his story and a little bit of background information at the beginning of the presentation. But hang in there, he does get to some really great content about using Facebook Live to generate money. Speaking of the DIY Musician Conference, I've already had numerous artists asking me about next year. So if you haven't heard, the 2018 DIY Musician Conference is set for August 24th through 26th in Nashville, Tennessee at the Omni Hotel. It's the same place we had the conference just a few months ago. So mark your calendars. Tickets will be on sale very soon. We'll only have a limited number of tickets available at the early bird price of $79. I promise it will be worth the time and money for you to be there. So be looking for our ticket announcement. You can go to DIYMusicianCon.com to be checking in to see when we have all the information posted, but it's coming very soon, and you won't want to miss out on that special ticket price. Lastly, if you've been experimenting with Facebook Live, I'd love to hear about it. Feel free to call our listener line at 360-524-2209 or email us at podcast@cdbabypodcast.com or leave a comment in the show notes at the podcast website. Been getting a lot of great comments and questions lately. We're pretty much due for another big, super special of listener questions and feedback. So get those in. We've got a lot of great questions to answer. All right, let's get to earning $74,000 using Facebook Live.
Okay, so I want to lay out some ground rules real quick. RL, your spot was awesome. I heard all those great questions. You're a rock star. Thank you. We got to be able to lay out some ground rules, okay? So everybody raise your hand. Repeat after me. I will allow Rick to be honest. I won't take anything personal. Right now, I will take my notes and my pads, and I will put them away. Because Rick is going to email me his slide presentation. Okay, so everybody take out your phone. Open your mail program. There is my email address right on the stage there, rick@rickbarker.com. Here's why I'm having you use the hashtag in the subject line, because I'm going to create a smart mailbox so that every one of these that comes in is going to go to a folder so I don't have to go through hundreds of email addresses. I encourage you to do the same thing. Everything that I'm going to teach you today, I want you to duplicate. I want you to plagiarize me. I want you to put your own spin on it. I'm not really a speaker as much as I'm a teacher. I just did radio for a long time, so I got the pipes to be able to pull this stuff off. But I want to be able to make sure that you're leaving with things today. I am a conference junkie. I hate always having to try to write to remember. The cool part yesterday, how many of you saw Ari? Okay, let me do this. How many didn't see Ari? And we're all being honest, remember? Go to the CD Baby Facebook Live page, because it was broadcast on Facebook Live as this presentation is being broadcast on Facebook Live. You can go back. He had some amazing things to say. If you haven't picked up his book, do so. I bought a hard copy yesterday. I also have an audible copy. I walk with Ari, so Ari and I are going to lose some weight next week. I just put Ari on my headphones, and we're going for a walk. It's not the same because the hair's not with me, but at least I have his voice and his sense of humor, so it'll work. Dude, you look like you could be related to Ari. Ari, your brother's in the middle of the section here, bud. Have a chance to hook up with him a little bit later on. Okay, so let me do this. Oh, look at all these emails coming through. Where is Bruce Houghton? Bruce, come here. Here's a book, bro. Okay, so here's a secret. I just picked up a couple hundred email addresses, and it's costing me $2.21. And if you're in the business, you understand the value of an email. Having a conversation with Sean last night about the ability to be able to send out an email. So basically what just happened is I was able to do what you could do at a show. You could take a CD at the beginning of a show and you could say, look, I'm going to be here after the show signing autographs, but right now I'd love to give them something. Give them a reason to interact with you before they get drunk. Give them a reason to interact with you before you lose their attention, because if they're true music fans, once you start your music, you've lost them. Their mind is just putty, which is what's supposed to happen because they dig your stuff. So get a lot of your communication done before your show. What I like to encourage artists to do is I like to encourage them to go around and meet as many people as they can. That way, when you start your show, they feel that they met you and they're your friend and they're going to pay attention, because there's nothing worse than playing to a loud place where it feels like nobody's paying attention. So those of you, continue emailing. I'm going to give a bunch of other stuff away as well here in a second. So how she made over $74,000 in 1 year doing Facebook Live. Not everyone's going to leave here and be able to make $74,000. Just know that, okay? This is no guarantee. They just thought it would be a cool name for the marketing to get a bunch of people into this room. And it worked. So, except for the folks that are wandering the halls. First off, I want to say I commend each and every one of you for being here. And I'll tell you why. You made an investment in your future by being here. This conference is in one of the most beautiful cities in the world that I love to call home right now. There are thousands of people that show up here every day looking to make it in the music business. And they ain't here. They're on Broadway waiting to be discovered. There hasn't been an A&R guy on Broadway since 1989. They're in the wrong place. You are in the right place. So I commend you for that. So thank you guys for being here. So this is the question, if you don't know me, you should be asking. Who the heck is Rick Barker and why should I listen? There are a lot of people that are willing to give you information out there. Some of you have probably lost a lot of money taking bad advice or bad information. So what I'm going to do is something that I've never done before, but I think it's very important. I think you need to know who you're dealing with. I think you need to understand why I'm wired the way that I'm wired. I tell people I'm like sushi. I'm an acquired taste. I'm not for everyone. I'm not going to BS you. I'm not going to, you know, tell you how great you are. A lot of you have learned that already when you try to hand me CDs in the hall and I don't take them. It's not that I'm being rude. I'm not your fan yet. Give it to a fan. Matter of fact, my CD player in my truck is busted. I have a brand new Mac. It doesn't have room for a CD player. And if you've done it right, I'm going to find you on Spotify or iTunes, or more importantly, on your website. Kind of like what Mike was talking about yesterday from Fame House. We've had some great speakers, man. I've learned a lot. I've been you. I've been in these rooms popping in and out, learning as much as I can. So, Sean, you have your phone? Can you come up here, please? And can you put a stopwatch on this? We're going to do Rick Barker in under 3 minutes. I've never done it before, but it's kind of like the way radio is today. The attention span of people is very low. If you just walked in the room, put your pads and paper away. You need to pay attention. I'm going to send you these slides. You'll get another email here in a second. All right, so tell me when to start, and then just give me the 10-second warning, because I'm going to wrap it up. This is just like writing songs. If you can't say what you got to say in 2.5 minutes to 3 minutes, rewrite the frickin' song. You're just talking too much. Okay, so I'm going to give you the gist, because this will take care of everything else. Ready? Tell me when. All right, I was born in 1967 to a 16-year-old mother and an 18-year-old father. Mom's been married 5 times. Dad's been married 5 times. Thank God it didn't come to me. I've been married for 17 years. Grew up poor. Hold the applause. You're going to interrupt my time. All right. Grew up poor. Money was never a factor in my life. I was the kid on the free lunch program. Always loved music. Wasn't dedicated to learn a skill. Had the gift of promotion. So I always went out and befriended the, you know, very talented people and would go out and promote them. Radio was my thing. That's what I absolutely loved. Born in Northern California. Moved to Alabama. Escaped Alabama. Went back to California, back to Nashville in 2008. Okay, radio is what I always wanted to do. Heard an ad on the radio station that said, if your friends say you have a voice for radio, you should come to the Columbia School of Broadcasting. I went there, found out it was a scam, ended up realizing that I could do what they were teaching, and if they were so good, why weren't they on the radio? So I went and applied for my own internship, started working at KISS FM in Los Angeles, got the ability to do radio in Santa Barbara. But before that, I was strung out on crack cocaine, living homeless on the streets of Los Angeles, April 4th, 1989. Asked God to let me die. He didn't. And he removed that want to use cocaine. Unfortunately, he didn't remove the ability to be a jerk off and an a-hole. So I had to learn the hard way. 3.5 years sober, I ended up going to jail for 4 months. While I was in jail, I met my AA sponsor. When I got out of jail, first thing I did was went to him, and I decided to coach his girls' soccer team. They were called the Miss Americas. They were 12. That's what they thought about themselves, named themselves the Miss Americas. Already gone through 3 coaches. Coached the Miss Americas. They went from last to third. Ended up getting hired to do a high school, girls' high school soccer team. I was blessed to learn that the difference between a 13-year-old female and an 18-year-old female is about 20 years. It's not 5. I speak teenage female. That was God preparing me to launch the career of Taylor Swift. I was her first manager for the first couple years. And then Taylor and I were together till 2008, or as Scott Borchetta Big Machine likes to say, 0 to 3 million. So, by the way, did I mention that I only have a GED? I didn't get a chance to go to college. Everything I learned about the music business in the beginning was from Donald Passman's book, like a lot of you, just so I could learn the lingo to be able to communicate with people. I have been blessed. I left Taylor in 2008, started consulting Sony, started working at Big Machine, running social media campaigns, built a program called the Music Industry Blueprint, help people all over the world understand this business. What do I got? Okay, help everybody understand this business. I am passionate about teaching and giving back. I am passionate about no BS. Like I said, this is all about you. Okay, yay that I manage Taylor, yay that I work with Big Machine, that should get you to listen, but your question should be, what can you do for me? And that's what I'm going to do for you in the next however many minutes left I have in this presentation. Did I make it? Woo! Now, I only have an extra large, and you're definitely not it, so this will be your sleep shirt. All right, cool. All right, thank you, Sean. All right, that was interesting. Okay, so what did we learn in there? That I can talk really fast. Don't do crack cocaine, yes. Never gave up, and what I like to say is that your past does not define your future. Okay, if you stick around long enough, I'm not getting religious on anybody, but God had a plan for me. I didn't know what that plan was at the time. I look like death. See, I'm 50 years old and just celebrated 25 years sobriety, so I've now been sober half my life. But I don't say that to get applause. I say that to show you that I didn't, everybody thinks, and I don't know why, I don't know anybody, Rick. I didn't know anybody either. I didn't know a soul. I just was passionate about doing the work. You gotta work. If you have not learned yet, there is no shortage of pretty people who can sing. Shit, there's no shortage of ugly people who can sing. There's a lot of talent. Timing and luck are not duplicatable, but what I like to do is try to prepare you so when that opportunity opens its door, you're able to step right in and take advantage of it. And you guys that are in this room right now are doing just that. But the one thing you gotta promise me is when you leave here this weekend, don't come back next year in the same position that you're in today. I hate that. I really do. You're just going through the motions. Stop going through the motions. Get some action into your plan, and I'm going to give you that right now. So now you know who the heck Rick Barker is. All right, let's follow each other on socials. I follow everyone back. There's my social media. If you can't get it, you'll get it from rickbarker.com. Those of you that came in late, sucks being you, because I gave away some cool stuff in the beginning, like $1,000 and a new car. I felt like I was Oprah. Congratulations to the people who won that. You're awesome. Don't worry, I got something for you at the end. So what that means is don't try to sneak out of here before the show's over. How many people hate fans who leave before their show's over? Great. Tell them something during the show to keep their ass around then. I'm giving away something at the end. You're gonna want it. Trust me. All right. Why is this the best time ever to be in the music business? I'll tell you why. Because you are in complete frickin' control. The game got leveled when the internet came around. It really did. There was a time, like Ari said yesterday, that you needed to have a label. Why? Because it cost a fortune to record. They were spending $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 on an album. It doesn't cost that now. They controlled the distribution. They controlled the radio. Guess what? Everyone's radio is their phone. Your job should be to get your music on as many phones as possible. You are your own media mogul. Right now, you've got your own television station, your own PR firm, your own bank, the ability to record your music right on your phone. Everything you need to do to run your business is on your mobile phone. And the cool part is there's a lot of that too. I'm going to give you some technical stuff here. Like I said, don't worry about writing. You don't have to take pictures of the screen. If you want to take pictures of me, get my thin side, tag me at Rick Barker Music, hashtag DIY musician. All right, so this is why things are cool right now. There's 7.4 billion people in the world. 3.7, 50% of them are on the internet. Okay? Active social media users, 2.789 billion. You don't think there's somebody in that number that might think your stuff's good? They're out there waiting for you. One of my mentors said, Rick, if you've got something that's going to change people's lives, it's your responsibility to find them, not their responsibility to find you. Too often we sit around waiting for people to come to our webpage, waiting for people to come to our socials, and then we complain that nobody's engaging us. Well, you didn't engage anybody. They're not going to just randomly show up and just start doing this. You have to do it yourself. But check out this. 4.9 billion people, 66% of the world's population, is on a mobile phone. That's legit. That means at any point you got an opportunity for somebody to open up and listen to you right on their phone. Guess what? The quality on a phone isn't the best in the world, so you don't need a $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 recording to get to the people where they're taking care of their products. Get the record deal. Like I think Ari said, you know, it used to be the labels took you from here to here, now they want you here. Spend your money wisely down here. Once you get to this level up here, you're not an employee anymore. You're a partner. Partners get better decision-making opportunities. Partners get a bigger cut of the pie. Partners don't end up getting dropped usually, because the partners don't give a crap if they get dropped, because they probably came in with their own masters and licensed them to the label. So ultimately they'll get them back. Those are the things you need to learn as an independent artist. But the one thing you need to know is there are a lot of freaking people out there waiting for you. Mobile phones, 50%. Once again, mobile phones. Total number of active social media users. 2.789 billion people are actively on social media, and I hear an artist every day tell me, I don't really dig social media. Get the frick out of the business, because you're in the way. You're in the way. If you're not willing to go where the people are at, you're a moron. And you're wasting money, and I just saved you money by telling you that. You are a complete moron if you're not willing to learn and understand that there are people out there waiting to hear your music. You just got to get unlazy and go find them. And they're out there. It's easy to find. I'm going to show you how easy it is to find here in a second. Active users, key global social platforms. Look at Facebook. I hear artists all the time tell me, I deal a lot with younger artists, my fans aren't on Facebook. Your fans are where you are. Told Austin Mahone that, and we built a million person following. Jacob Whiteside, same thing. Said, you know what? You can only, note to self, ready? You cannot build a relationship on 140 characters. It's absolutely freaking impossible. I don't care who you are. I can LOL and fist pump and emoji all we want. We cannot build a relationship on 140 characters. We can use the 140 characters to get them to a platform where you can have a much longer relationship, and that is Facebook. Not all social media platforms were created equal. Repeat after me. All social media platforms were not created equal. So don't go try to speak the same language on all of the platforms. They all work really well together though, which is super cool. And I don't have time to go in. I'm used to doing full day presentations by myself on social media. At the end, I'm gonna tell you about a webinar that I'll invite all of you to, that I only have your email to send you that invitation, that you'll be able to come in and answer questions. I don't care if we have to talk all day. I'm there for you. So how many of you have Facebook Live as part of your music strategy? Remember we said to be honest. Okay, all of you, I don't care how old you are, how young you are, there's a place for you, and I'm going to show you that here in a second. Now, not everything needs to be broadcast on video on the internet. Let me just put that preface in right now. There's some crap you guys are doing that you just need to stop. It's embarrassing you, and that's why people aren't buying your music or coming to your shows, but we'll discuss that later, okay? So, how many of you boost post on Facebook? Raise your hands high. Okay. Stop. I'll tell you why. I just don't say stuff to say stuff. I back everything up by facts. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I'm going to always ask the best questions. And then I'm going to go to the next guy who's even smarter than me and ask him the right questions and load up my inventory. That's kind of what I do. So if I come across as being brilliant to you, it's because I hung out with the right people. That's all. So two of my clients, you might have seen them, 6 foot tall girl in the cowboy boots and her sister. They look like twins, but they're not. Diamond Dixie, are they in the building? They're probably here. There they are. Okay. So they do Facebook Live all the time. One of the strategies we taught them, I thought this was funny. So they get 381 engagements, 90 comments, 61 shares, 3,000 views, and it reached 81,000 people. So then Facebook gives a little message. It says, hey, you can boost this post for $5 to reach up to 480 people. They just got 81,000 reach for free because they showed up and did what they were supposed to do. Stop spending money on boost. Spend money on Facebook ads. You don't need to boost. Okay, you need to show up is what you need to do. Facebook has said this. We will let more people see Facebook Lives. It's Facebook Live first, then it's organic video, which means uploaded directly into Facebook. See, here's the thing. Facebook doesn't want to send you over to YouTube because YouTube is owned by Google, and then you might buy something from a Google AdWords. They want you to buy the UGG boots that you looked for on Amazon and haven't purchased yet so they can keep popping it up on your screen. So that's why they don't reward you by sending people to other links, is because they need to keep you captive. So what they've said is, hey, creative community, you do some stuff that keeps people engaged on your page, we're going to let more people see it. The other thing that's a misnomer is you cannot post too much. We, like somebody mentioned Gary Vee earlier, big fan of Gary Vaynerchuk. He says we're day trading attention. We're trying to get noticed. We may have to tweet 40 times for somebody to see us. Facebook is going to say this. I'm going to let this number of people see it. Then you could post the same thing again in an hour. And guess what? Unless you've enabled notifications that said, I want to know everything Rick Barker does, they're going to go show it to another group of people. And then you could post the same thing a couple more hours later. And they're going to go show it to another group of people. Learn to recycle your winners. So often you post something once and just say, dude, I posted. Recycle that stuff over and over and over again. Get dorky about the data. I think that's what Mike was really talking about yesterday from Fame House, who's a brilliant presentation. If you missed it, sorry, that one's not on Facebook Live, but you should have frickin' been here. Okay, but what he talked about is once you know the data, it's like printing money at that point. If you know the best time someone's on to give a post, then you give a post at that time. If you really want something to show up, do a Facebook Live. So here's the cool thing. How many of you post events for your live shows? You just use the event, post on Facebook. Here's a trick that I did with the book. So what you should do is you should do a Facebook Live, 45 seconds, tell everybody, it's like, hey, we're Icon for Hire and we're excited. We're coming back to Switzerland. Last time we were here, it was so awesome. We met Inga and Svetgar. I don't know if those are other people's names, but tell people why you're excited about the venue that you're coming to. You're excited to see them. Do that for about 40, 45 seconds. And then when you're done, Facebook gives you the ability to use a custom image. So then you can use the image of that great poster that you created for this event. But what happens is the algorithm in Facebook says, hey, they're live. Let me let more people see it. Interesting, huh? Okay, most people then what they'll do is they'll go and they'll say, well, I'm only going to surround the people that are going to be near that area. I personally think that's a big mistake, because if I live in Nashville and I know they're going to be in Sweden and I have friends in Sweden and I see the post in Nashville, I'm going to message my folks at friends in Sweden and go, dude, you got to check out this band. They're awesome. You know, so don't limit the amount of people that can see your stuff. The problem is most of you just show up on social when you want to talk about yourself. Vote for me, do for me, buy for me. Hey, haven't heard from you in a while, but I got a record for sale. We don't like the people in our personal lives that show up when they need shit. Don't be that person to your fans. We hate that. We really do. So we do a bunch of other things in order to guide them there. Dawn Beyer. Dawn Beyer is a badass. Dawn Beyer, I saw Dawn. Somebody sent me a Facebook post that said, hey, have you seen this girl? Is she one of yours? And what they meant by one of mine is somebody who's involved with my social media programs. I said, no, she's not, but I wish she was. I said, she's doing a lot of things right. So I go and I message her and I said, hey, Dawn, my name's Rick. I used to manage Taylor Swift. I always drop the name if I can to get somebody's attention. I said, but I love what you're doing. I would love to have a conversation with you. I'm a badass. That's what I put. I wrote that straight up. So I don't hear from Dawn. She didn't bite into the Taylor Swift bullshit. She didn't buy into the badass thing. Nothing really happened. So then what happened is I was driving and I had just had another parent that showed up with their kid in cowboy boots and sundresses thinking that was the magic secret in Nashville to make it as a teenager. And it just drove me nuts because they had just spent a whole bunch of money with somebody that they shouldn't have spent. So I end up going on a rant. So I go on my Facebook Live and all of a sudden I realized I was on my personal page and I'm bitching out everybody. I'm going. So all of a sudden Dawn pops up. She goes, "Holy shit, you are a badass. We got to get together." And I was like, yes, it works. You know, we figured out where each other was. So what I noticed that Dawn was doing is she was showing up every day in the morning at 9 a.m. I'm like, there's a reason why people don't go to concerts at 9 a.m. Most of you sound like crap at 9 o'clock in the morning. But she got up and warmed up and did her thing, and she started doing this coffee and country with Dawn. And the first thing I saw with her, and this is just a warning that was going on, is Dawn's only got, at the time, by the way, this is now her fan page. She was doing this all from a personal page. She wasn't even able to get the analytics until her and I got together. And that's what I told her. She was doing a lot of things right and a lot of things wrong. Things she was doing right, she was showing up every day to work. This is your job, period. If you want something, you have to show up every day. Those of you that have other jobs while doing this, you can't just pick and choose when you show up and keep your job. You need to show up every day. Another topic, another conversation. So Dawn didn't have a lot of people when she started this, but what she did is she started showing up every day. So what she did, you can see at the top, and by the way, I'll be sending you these slides. Just send me your email, rick@rickbarker.com. Let's do some original. Support me doing my music my way by hitting the virtual tip jar. She set up a paypal.me account. So when people click on it, they're able to pick the amount that they want to tip you. She gave them an opportunity. Now, Dawn came from down on Broadway. She was accustomed to busting her butt for tips. For whatever reason, a lot of you are afraid to ask for the money, but you're not afraid to tell me how broke you are on why you can't, you know, buy my programs, but you tell me how, and I'm sitting here watching this girl every day. I'm seeing her every day, and I'm sitting there in my mind going, I know this chick's making like $300 to $400 a day. Sometimes she would be 2 and 3 different Facebook Lives a day. She's on there just playing her original music, talking to people, interacting, having a great time. And I'm like, oh my God, if this was around when Taylor and I started, she'd be bigger than she is already. Because this type of engagement, I mean, Taylor did well getting on MySpace. Oh, that's what you like about boys? That's what I like about boys. Our song, love story. Oh, he cheated on you? Shit, he cheated on Abigail. Should have said no. Picture to burn. She's talking to these people, Taylor was, and then writing the stories of their life. If you guys would shut up and listen for a second and stop just talking about yourself to your fans, they'll tell you exactly what they want. They'll tell you, this is what you need to do in order to sell me. Just shut up for a second and stop telling me about your album release party. I know it's coming up. That's all you've talked about. Let me tell you my hurts and my frustrations. Stop making music for you, unless you plan on buying it all. Too many of you are like, dude, I just want to do my art. This is what I was feeling. Great. Is somebody else feeling it? Because if not, if you're the only one feeling it, they call that masturbation, you know? So you can't be the only one feeling it or it ain't going to work. You got to get other people. Find a hungry audience and feed them. That's what I say. I don't care if you got the best hamburger stand. If you open it up in a town of vegetarians, you screwed yourself. But it's the best burger ever. Sorry. No one's there to eat it. Live on the road, keep me going live by clicking on my virtual tip jar. What's even interesting is down here, and like I said, when you get the slides, you'll have this. She sits there and says, I actually love this song. My friend committed suicide. Now all of a sudden, she's starting to get 800 comments. When's the last time you got 800 comments on anything? Dude, all she's doing is showing up at 9 o'clock in the morning and talking to them and thanking them and showing her appreciation. So this next one, she's over here on Country Rebels page, has 383,000 views. There are Facebook pages right now that, guess what? They don't create content, but they have huge followings. Country Rebel does clothing. They do a lot of different things. Now she goes on and does her music on their page. She doesn't use the virtual tip jar on their page, but she's in front of an audience. Think of that as a venue. When's the last time any of you played for 383,000 people? Exactly. I don't speak. That's why I do Facebook Live all the time. Here in Nashville, funny story. In Nashville, I got to beg people. to come to my events where I'm teaching. I have to beg. I go to Canada, I sell out. I go to Dallas, I sell out. I go to LA, I sell out. Right here in Nashville, for whatever reason, you would think that they would do their research and realize who I do social for and who I'm involved with and things, but they don't. So what I do is I go on Facebook Live every day. Right now, we're on Facebook Live. For those of you on Facebook Live, send your email, rick@rickbarker.com, and I will send you the slides. Guess what? Now I just hit another audience. I just hit a whole nother audience throughout the world, and I'm collecting email addresses. The cool part is I know what to do with them. I don't sell. I give first. Relationship allows me to sell later. Okay? Remember that. Give first. Relationship. Everybody always says, the money's in the list. I'm like, nah, I think the money's in the relationship you have with your list. Okay? Most of you don't want more emails. I'm unsubscribing from people every day. Become that email that they want to see. Why? Because you're taking them on a journey. Also, you guys will realize I have a tendency to get off track. If I get too far off track, I need Sean to bring me back, please. I'm so passionate about this business. I am. I'm blessed to be able to work in the major label system and work in the indie system because I see a lot of things that work. I have a harder time convincing the people who've already got the check to do the right thing. I have a better chance teaching you. And the cool part is they're going to get dropped. Like Ari said, 98% get dropped. You're still going to be able to have a career. And that's what's super important. So one of the things that's interesting here is Dawn will put her virtual tip jar link in the very first comment. Okay, so while the video's happening, she's got it up in the post, but a lot of times on mobile, some of that stuff doesn't show. So you want to be able to drop it in the first. What else is neat is that because you left it, Facebook will leave that as the top comment. So every time someone comes in, they have the ability to do that. Something else that she does, which is very important, is she thanks people. She has her phone on alert whenever she gets a PayPal donation, and she'll, thanks, Rick. That was awesome. She won't say, thanks for the $5, thanks for the $10. She's just thanking them. And she's so close to the camera. She's looking at them. She's engaging with them. We haven't found the same yet for those that are like Facebooking their whole live show because you're kind of so far away. And then there's always that drunk chick that's closest to the camera and that's all you hear singing the song. So they never get to hear you anyway. So that's not the best way to utilize Facebook Live. It's more on this one-on-one type of setting. So you may ask yourself, hey, Rick, what if we're a live band and you know this is kind of what we do? Use Facebook Live as a way to get to know them. Use Facebook Live as a way to get to hear their stories, become relatable, share, and then you can just drive them to a link to see your best stuff. You can then send them to a YouTube video. One of the things we did learn during Facebook Live, if you put, let's say, I know a lot of you here, or if you're not, you should be, once you get there, should be doing Patreon. You can do a Facebook Live telling people about your Patreon, and because you did a live, Facebook's gonna say, all right, you know what, it's cool, I'll let you link out. Pretty good, right? All of a sudden, you're using the tools that are available to you. Facebook, the reason I like it so much, honestly, is Facebook can get to anyone. Facebook remembers shit I forgot. I get a memory every day, and I'm like, I was there? I know this person? Every day, they send me a memory. Probably the drugs in the 80s, but still, I don't remember a lot of stuff, so Facebook hooks a brother up and helps me out, and that's what I need. So that's why I like it. By the way, I'm not endorsed by Facebook. I just love anybody that's going to say, hey, Rick, there's 2.whatever billion people that are out there. Most of them have decided that Facebook is a place that they'd like to hang out, so I'm going to go find people, and I'm going to share my message with them. I'm going to go find my tribe. I'm not for everybody. Your music's not for everyone. You need to hone in. Facebook can help you hone in. If you have music that, you know, people that like Paramore, if your band's like Paramore and you go, wow, man, Paramore, they're awesome. You can go find Paramore fans. But what you want to do is get in and start talking about how much you love Paramore and how they inspired you to write this song. And then you'll have another Facebook profile that says, oh, you write songs? Why, yes, I do. I would love to hear one of your songs. Okay, here's a link. You know what I'm saying? Just start the conversation, then let other people come in and say how great you are. But you guys throw it out there and like, oh dear Jesus, please let somebody like this. Would you share it? Ask them. Ask them to share. Make it share worthy. But sometimes you got to get in and start the conversation. And because we're on Facebook Live, there's a story I can't tell you. But on the webinar that you guys will all come to because you've sent me your email so that I can send you an invite to this webinar, I will tell you that story. And it is awesome. And you are going to want to hear it. Did you guys see how I did that? How easy was that? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You just got to tell people what you want them to do. Don't be afraid. All right. Dawn also started creating this thing called The Real Nashville, where she started helping other artists. And we start training the fans early on that this business costs money. How many here get all their recordings and all their web hosting and all their email stuff for free? Oh, not a single person. This is a business. We have to treat it like a business. We have to inform them it's like a business. All of you right now, sidebar, all of you right now should be encouraging your fans to get premium services on Spotify and Apple and Pandora, and I will tell you why. The only way they're ever going to be able to compensate you as an artist fairly and the songwriters fairly if this revenue stream is coming in to be able to do it. They're not paying you because they don't want to. They're broke. They're in debt. Until we get money coming in, you can't have money going out. Tell them your story. Let them know. You know what I miss? I miss on Tuesdays going to the record store. Those of you that don't know what a record is, it's a circle thing, and they used to have these places where you could go and put some headphones on, and you would just thumb through, man, and you would see what all the new releases were and stuff like that. I miss those days. But you know what? It used to cost me $20 for a CD where there were only maybe two or three songs that I liked. And then what happened? They all went to Napster. And like morons, and I say that, morons, Facebook Live, like morons, the industry, we had them. 30 million people in one location. And we're like, we're going to sue you. We need to stop it. Whoosh. They scattered. We've never been able to get it back. They were in one location. Couldn't we have gone to AT&T or Verizon or whoever around and say, hey, you really like the ability to share all this music and do all this stuff? We're just going to add a buck to your phone bill every month. You don't think we could have paid everybody with $30 million a month? We could have, but instead we just dumped on them. And it's been hard for you guys to recover from the mistakes that your forefathers made. You are now paying the price. Now we have to fix it. Now we need to explain to people, here's why you should spend $14.99 for a Spotify premium family membership, because you could listen to all the great music you want right on your phone. And then you know what? When they do buy that CD, when you do make it available, it becomes more special. There's a reason why CD Baby or Disc Makers did 40 million CDs, printed 40 million CDs. There's still people that like that stuff. Bundles are amazing. Facebook Live is a great way to do bundles. Dawn would get on and she would wear her hat, The Real Nashville. And then you would see paypal.me/TheRealNashville/25, which meant when they clicked on it, it said $25 automatically. And when she saw that, she knew to ship them a hat. And then they got stuff. And then here's what else she did. She would go and do a Facebook Live while she was autographing CDs, while she was shopping. She would do a Facebook Live while she's driving to the post office to mail your stuff. All the stuff we do every day that we take for granted, that means something to somebody. That's just you opening up the curtain and letting them into your world. It makes it super, super easy. Why do I like Facebook and Facebook Live? Real quick, I'm not going to read the small text. Facebook Live videos are watched 3 times longer than videos that aren't live. They're helping you out. You just got to give them the stuff to help you with. Users comment on Facebook Live videos at 10 times the rate of regular videos. Daily watch time for Facebook Live broadcast has grown by more than 4 times. Best practices. Consistency. Show up to work every day. Do it multiple times a day if you had to. Don't worry that you're going to overdo it, but show up every day. Maybe start a little series. One of my artists was doing it on Tuesdays, and one Tuesday she was singing Disney tunes, and one Tuesday she was singing boy bands. You know, she's a rock chick. But she made it fun for her audience. Be careful, though. On Facebook, they don't pay a streaming fee to the publishers yet. There are publishers who will yank down that. Be okay with that. That's them just protecting the intellectual property that one day you're going to want to protect your intellectual property. The workaround here is the Facebook fans have already said they like you. Don't waste your time showing them how good you sing Ed Sheeran. Show them how good you sing your songs. Show them, talk to them, tell them the stories behind the songs, but be consistent. Don't be afraid to ask. Hey guys, this is a job, man. If you want to support it, I'd appreciate it. There's an opportunity, and then move on. Don't ever, ever let me hear you refer to yourself as a starving artist ever again. You're a lazy ass artist. If you're starving, you ain't doing it right because all the tools are available for you. So don't get on there and go, you know me, just a struggling musician, you know, whatever. No, nobody wants to support that. Tell them what you need it for. Dawn made over $1,000 one day because she said she needed a foot heater because she was cold. And then the next day she did her Facebook Live with the frickin' foot heater that she bought. And they loved it. Hey, I want to go to wherever. Great. How much is it going to cost you to get there? $500. Boom. If you just relate to them and build that rapport, start playing immediately. Okay. The problem is that we got this cool technology and nobody taught people how to do it. So they'd sit there and they go, well, there's nobody here yet. So I'm going to wait a few minutes. Hey, one person showed up. Thanks, Molly. You got to remember, while that's happening, Facebook is populating it. More people are going to see you on the replay than actually watch it live. So when they push play, it's live. And what Vine and other forms of social media taught us, the attention span is very low. You need to just start playing. Don't even do your introduction. You just start playing music. We found that works best. After that song, then you can have a little bit of a conversation. Then you start playing again. Then you take the time to say hi to people as they show up. There's going to be a don't here in a second, which I'll get back to. Acknowledge the fans. Dawn kills it there. You know, if she knows something personal, you guys get to know who your fans are. There's no reason why you shouldn't see somebody who shows up every day and not acknowledge who they are. And now you should have at least gone over to their page to get to know a little bit about them. Because when you're able to say, oh my gosh, Molly, I saw those flowers that you posted. Those were beautiful. Molly's got a little different feeling about this relationship she's in with this band now. A little different now. The tools are there. The opportunities are there. We just need to start thinking it's all about them. It's not just about you. Share to other social platforms. So here's what's cool. Twitter is great for links. Instagram is not. Okay, so what you may want to do is do an Insta story and just say, hey, by the way, I'm going live on Facebook here. And then go in the bio and swap your link. Once you get 10,000 followers or you're verified on Instagram, you're going to be able to do the swipe up, which puts a little link. And you can now sit there and go, oh my gosh, I wanted to show you these shirts. They're so awesome. By the way, today and today only, we're offering them at 25% off. But I wanted you to know about them first because you're so awesome. Swipe up. Tell people how awesome they are. They do appreciate that too. It really works. All right. Some of the things to avoid. The how many people watching part. You're there for them. Remember, one person usually is looking at this. Let them think about it, that this is this intimate, private conversation. Why do the chat rooms work so well? And some of those things, they think it's a one-on-one conversation. Let's steal some stuff from the perbs. You know, they know that it works. It's like I always tell my artists. I did this at the Tom Jackson. Did everybody love Tom Jackson yesterday? Tom's doing, today Tom's actually taking Trent Harmon, the American Idol winner, who I happened to manage to do this thing. But I remember I was at Tom's event one time, and I said, look, people, and this is the first time I ever spoke at Tom's event. I go, you got to give them stripper eyes. And there's all these parents with these kids. I'm like, stripper eyes? What the heck are stripper eyes? I said, a stripper, for those of you that have never been to a strip bar, it's a little education, she will make you think that you are the only person in that room, and you start making it rain, and you start dumping money, and then when your roll runs out, now you're the only person in the room. How you doing? That's kind of how you need to cruise your audience. You know what I mean? Just kind of letting them know when you're singing to people, sing to people. If there's a touching spot, if you see someone that's crying, definitely get your eyes on them because if they cry, they buy and they'll meet you at the merch table. Especially if you got something. If that song made them cry and you see that they cried, she cried, he cried, your next announcement should be, by the way, that song, it's available on our new CD, and we're going to be over here after the show, and we'd love to meet each of you that want to meet us. You guys just skip through the signs sometimes. You're like a 14-year-old boy. The girl said she likes you, and you just keep talking like this, like a 14-year-old boy. Watch for the signs in the audience. They're going to send you where you need to go. You know, you are the person who's got, you're the roadmap. You got it. It's like, hey, veer off over here. I saw this happen. That's what Tom teaches you. Don't be married to the song. You don't have to play it like you recorded it. If all of a sudden they're jamming on that bridge and that bridge is money and they just caught on, play it twice. Hell, play it three times if you want. Pop music should teach us something. All you do is repeat the same useless shit over and over. Wark, 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 wark. Put a beat on it. What's learn from that, though. You know what I'm saying? Is it like, wait, they liked it. Great. Why take that away from them? Give it to them again. Same thing here. Getting distracted, which I've done during this whole presentation. Be careful you don't do that. Oh, hold on. Funk don't give it to you. Uptown funk don't give it to you. Hello? Hold on. Let me see how to get you up here. It's Dawn calling. Dude, we're talking about you. Hold on. Okay, here's what I need.
Someone just sent me a photo of you talking right now going, dude, you're famous in here.
Hey, did you hear my story about stripper eyes?
Yes, that was good.
Awesome. And you need to learn from the purse, see?
That's like his new quote now, guys.
It's tweetable, by the way, it's tweetable.
Hashtag learn from the perv.
Okay, good. All right. So, first off, thank you for sharing your story.
I'm trying to put you on my new tripod.
Technology wasn't always Dawn's strong point. So, when I got with Dawn, I taught her how to horizontal flip, and now I guess she updated and she can't get the horizontal flip, so now she's a left-handed guitarist again.
It's really my strong point, but music. I didn't even go to school, so let's just put that out there.
Okay, so Dawn's story.
What's up, guys?
Hey, say hey. There's a lot of people. You're famous.
I wonder how many of my friends are in there.
Probably not. They're probably hungover. I know you're. Does anybody here know Dawn? One guy. Did you guys ever date?
Oh, no.
Yeah, right. Okay. So.
That was a Tinder thing.
Yeah. Did he swipe left or right? I don't know how they work. I told you, I've been married for a while. Okay. Hey, real quick, can you guys hear her through this microphone? Okay. Tell them exactly why you did what you did. We got a few. Where's my time guy? Have we got time for this? 14 minutes. Give us five because I got to do question and answers and I'm going to try to tell them about your program. Go.
Why did I go Facebook Live? Okay, so I was playing on Broadway. If you guys are playing music in Nashville, I'm guessing you're playing on Broadway if you haven't already, but I was playing 4-hour shifts. And you guys all know we don't get breaks on Broadway, which was so funny because that's how the whole Real Nashville thing started, was the show Nashville. It's such a great show, but it would show the artist up there on Broadway singing and stuff, and then the artist would get in the mic and go, I'll be right back after this quick break. And I was like, we don't have breaks. We have to play 4 hours and then 4 hours again, then 4 hours and sometimes a triple just to make our rent. Because we don't make a lot of money on Broadway. We make money on tips on Broadway. So everyone that comes there assumes that we're getting paid all this money to play there because maybe we're good. So then it's assumed that we're making all this money, so they don't need to tip us. So it's a very interesting process. But what happened to me was I actually lost my voice after doing it so often just to pay the bills because I had just decided I wasn't going to do any 9-to-5 jobs. I wasn't going to sit in an office anymore hoping that I could be out playing music. I was going to go and play Broadway and start making money on tips. So I did that, lost my voice after doing that for a while. I lost my voice and had to actually take a month off, which meant not being able to pay the bills because that's what I was doing for money. Take a month off. I did that, got my voice back, went back to Broadway, lost my voice again. And I'm like, okay, I got to do something to change the way I'm putting myself out there. Because in my mind, when I moved to Nashville, it was all about get on Broadway, start playing Broadway, right? So I had to change. I was like, I have to do something to get myself out there without doing, because I didn't want to do a record label deal. I wanted to do things on my own. And I didn't want to just kind of follow that whole, the dream of Nashville, which is go get a record deal and become famous, which is so funny. And if you're in Nashville longer than like 2 seconds, you realize that's not how it works. But so anyway, I got home one night. I lived an hour away from downtown, so I would drive an hour to get there and play for tips. I came home one night and picked up Facebook, and it said it had the little go live button. I'm like, what is this? So from the very beginning, I just thought, well, I make tips downtown, so I'll just put a virtual tip jar. How do I do that? And then I thought of PayPal, which was the first thing I thought of. I thought of PayPal and just made myself a quick PayPal link, threw it up there. And from the very beginning, I just kept calling it a virtual tip jar, and I started going live. And from the beginning, maybe I had 5 to 10 people, then 20 people, and I did consistently every day, multiple times a day, I would go live. So I kept my Broadway gigs while I was doing that. But after a while, I was like, holy crap, I just made $1,200 this weekend. Why am I going to Broadway to play for two people this morning? So there, that's how I just clicked go live, basically.
Awesome. So where are you at right now? That applause, can you hear it? Rawr, crowd goes wild.
We use the machine for that.
Yeah, we usually use the machine, yes. Where are you at now?
I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I'm playing here. I just got back from a couple other places. I'm going to Florida next, and then we're doing Oklahoma. So I actually have only been home like 3 weeks of this year. I've been traveling so much.
And where are you meeting these people that you're performing for?
Every single gig, every single penny that I make right now comes directly from what I do on Facebook.
Thank you. Hey, you're awesome. I'll talk soon, and everybody will follow you. Your follower count will go up.
Love you, Rick.
All right, love you too, babe.
The real Rick.
The real Rick. Yeah, that's another story. They'll hear that in the video. All right, bye. So what was interesting with Dawn is when I asked her how much money, when we finally got together, I said, how much money did you make last year doing Facebook Live? Like 90% of the musicians out there, and I say this respectfully, she didn't know. She didn't know how much money she'd made. She just kind of got it and put it in. There was no accounting system that was in place. So I said, go to your accountant and let me know. So she went in, and what we figured from the tips, from the merchandise, from the people that were inviting her, she got flown to Cancun this year, all expenses paid, and paid $5,000 to do a wedding of somebody that she met on Facebook Live, the house concerts, the touring, the merch, and the tips have been the biggest thing going for her because she gives people an opportunity to buy every single day. And she does it in a way that's just so non-threatening. Turned out she did over $74,000. It was like $74,560-something bucks she did. I say this. If you can make over $50,000 a year doing what you love doing, you make more than most teachers, nurses, and others. You don't have to shoot for here. Here is a byproduct. Here is a byproduct of everything that happens down here. Most people just go, hey, I play guitar. I should be famous and I should. We're the only business that thinks that, you know, we can just win one contest and we're ready to go compete with the best in the world. Stop fooling yourselves. You're not. You know, just because a kid throws a touchdown in a high school football game, he's not ready to play at Alabama. Just because I could go out. Here's the thing. I could go out the 100 perfect passes right now. I'm not ready for the Green Bay Packers. I can't read the blitz. I'm overweight. They'll kill me. But Rick, you threw 100 great passes. Don't care. My time's passing me by, bro. I'm just a good thrower now. That's basically all I am. You guys got to be very realistic. That's what I really want from you. One of the things that we did, one girl, one phone, 1 year. I have an hour. This is the first hour that I ever spent with Dawn that I recorded. If you go to rickbarker.com, right on my webpage, a couple things are going to happen. Go down to programs. You're going to see the Facebook Live. Click on it. That's an hour. That's my gift to you. If you decide that you want to know more step by step, all the apps, her and I created a program together, and it's $97. Less than $100. You're going to get everything that she did, everything that we do. And the cool part is we update it because things change, so we were able to go in and do that. The other thing is I want to give you a free copy of my book. So if you go to my website, it's called The $150,000 Music Degree. It's a cool little book. I didn't even get a GED, and now somebody bought one on Amazon, so I'm a published author now. I've sold a couple more on Amazon, but what I do is I just give it to you. It's a digital download. It'll come up right on your phone. See what I'm doing? Is I'm giving you stuff that I think will make a difference for you, and it's not hard to collect email addresses. I'll show you. You guys got to do the same thing. You know, the bigger problem that we run into early on, I'm going to open it up for Q&A right now, is that the whole download for an email is not a new concept. It's been going on for years. You know, the rock bands used to do it the best, the alternative bands. But what happened is we never taught you guys how to do proper email marketing. So the only time someone would get an email is when it was about a show, and then we wouldn't hear from you for 3 months. Your fans want to hear from you. They really do. And if they unsubscribe, they weren't going to buy anyway. Get rid of it. You're paying for them to be on your list. But make stuff relevant. Start with something about them. Don't put flashy pictures and things in your emails if it's coming from a friend. My friends, Bob and I are friends. If Bob sends me and there's a big picture, I know Bob's either got a new book coming out or Bob's got something that he wants to teach me. But if Bob wants to just have a conversation with Rick, it's like, hey, Rick, it's Bob. Hope all's going well. Yeah, me and Pookie are traveling the world as usual. Don't you wish you were here? You know, that we just have a little normal conversation. So don't make every email the promotion piece. When I know he's got something going on, there's a reason why he'll send the promotion piece, because I need to know what's going on. But if all Bob did was only ever email me when he needed me to promote his stuff, Bob and I wouldn't have a relationship. That's the same thing. If they see, they've been trained. If they see something real fancy, somebody's selling me something. That's why the best people on the internet are the vloggers. Just one camera, no mic, no lights, but they get a million views on every video. Why? Because they're being real, and you guys need to be real. And if you do that, trust me, it will change. You're not going to get people to give you money the very first time. Let me go ahead and warn you on that. Keep doing it anyway. It's like I can't go to the gym one time and lose all the pounds that it took me months to put on. I wish it worked that way. And if anybody has that system, please let me know. So, do you feel you got something of value? Okay? Because if you didn't, I didn't do my job. Okay? So, couple things. Go to rickbarker.com. You will be able to grab a free copy of the book. Go watch Don's video. The Facebook program, like I said, it's under $100. If you want all the social media programs I did, I put them all together and it's like less than $250. But I guarantee you this, it'll be the best you ever spent. And I also offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like what I got, I don't need your money. I'll send it back to you. But you can't afford not to know what we know. It's like I was talking to Ariel last night. You know, and this band kills it. And she's got a program. I said, I want to help you sell this because I can't teach people how to be a badass rock star chick. But I know one. And she's got a program. If it will change your life, start making better investments in yourself. That little pedal that you just bought, it's not going to make you one fan. It's going to impress your buddies who are other guitar players. Start making investments in your business. And if you've set your business up properly, it's a tax write-off. And if you haven't set your business up properly, there's lawyers in the hall. They can help you. Very much so. Let's take some questions. Whatever you want. It's yours time now. So, yeah, we got it. And hey, here's the thing. Everybody who sends me an email, I will send you an invite, and I'll do a webinar, and we'll stay on there for 8-10 hours if we have to answer all your questions. Because I'm a strategy guy, too. Yes, ma'am, go.
Okay. So pardon my ignorance when it comes to Facebook Live. I don't know if it's just the people that follow you on Facebook, but let's say they're just your family and friends. I'm a drummer. I don't think they give a shit that I play drums.
Eh?
So if I'm doing a Facebook Live drumming, and like, how do you...
I don't know that would relate as much. I mean, like, right. I said, not everything's going to work, but if okay. You want to tell people about the funny story about the lead singer in the band that not everyone's going to get to know about, do that on Facebook Live.
Okay. So
you know what I mean? Give them something that's of value to them. If you drumming is not a value to them, yeah. And it's really noisy and they're not getting... I want you to use Facebook Live as a way for them to interact with you. Not to see how good of a drummer you are, yeah. But to get to know who the drummer is.
Okay.
You should be the person who ends all drummer jokes. You know what I'm saying? Because I always say, you know who that person is that hangs out with the band? The drummer, you know?
Right.
You should end that by being the most vocal drummer in the world. Rich Redman, who plays with Jason Aldean, Rich teaches online. You could use Facebook Live to teach people that cool little thing they just heard on somebody else's record who actually may play real drums on a record. Does that happen anymore, by the way? Okay, just check it. Yes, sir.
Two questions. Thank you for this, by the way.
You're welcome.
Facebook Live versus YouTube Live.
Yes.
Okay. When you do a Facebook Live, do you then download and then upload
so here's the
that
cool thing
into
about
a YouTube?
Live. After you've done your Facebook Live, go right-click on it. It'll say, keep this URL. Take that URL, and I have a YouTube program that will turn it into a movie, and then I'll go upload it organically into my YouTube.
Okay.
Okay. I'll also re-upload organically that video back into my Facebook because it's going to serve another audience too, and it will live there forever, and I'll recycle it. Anywhere you can bring value, that's where you should be on the internet. If you don't show up to a certain social media platform, don't promote it. I don't bring any value to Snapchat. So I don't have an active strategy on Snapchat. But when I'm backstage at a concert or I'm at an event and people see my Snapchat story, they're like, Rick must be someplace because he's showing me what's going on. Because I don't go there every day, just waste. But yes, live anywhere, they'll let you go live.
And then CRM for musicians. What do you love for, like you said, collect email addresses.
Yeah, I use...
How are you storing that? How are you keeping in touch with those people?
I started off at MailChimp just like everyone else because it was the first free, was 2,000 people free. But there's limited. You can't create an autoresponder series. You know, I need you. I need to control our communication for the next 40 days. When you come into my world, I'm going to give you whatever it is I told you that I was going to give you to get you there. And then I'm going to start sharing some other things that I know bring value to you. So I moved over to GetResponse. And if you send me an email and ask me what I use, I'll send you a link to GetResponse. It is an affiliate link. So you sign up, build a big list, and I get paid. So it works out great. You guys should also, anytime you make a recommendation of something, you should get paid for it, just so you know. Anybody else? I'm done? Okay, here's the thing. I don't give a crap about eating. If anybody wants to talk, I'll be out there and gather close, because usually it's something that more people want to hear about. So anybody that had a hand up, I would love to meet you there. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. Thank you to CD Baby for allowing me to be here. Peace out.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the podcast. Again, if you've been experimenting with Facebook Live and have some tips or tricks or some successes that you'd like to share, feel free to call our listener line at 360-524-2209, or you can email us at podcast@cdbabypodcast.com, or leave a comment in the show notes at the podcast website. And be looking for those 2018 DIY Musician Conference tickets going on sale very soon. We sold out last year. You don't want to wait. Get in on the $79 price point. Be watching. It's coming. It's already almost 2018. Can you believe it? I can't. All right, that's going to do it. We'll catch you next time. Bye. You've been listening to the CD Baby DIY Musician Podcast, broadcasting from Portland, Oregon, USA.